Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Police say they averted an attack today at Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson International. Authorities say the family of suspect Billy Cagle warned them he wanted to carry out a shooting at one of the terminals. Atlanta Police Chief Darian Shearbaum says they arrested him without incident and later found an assault weapon in his vehicle.
There were 27 rounds that could have been fired from this weapon inside the airport.
The police chief says the family did the right thing by notifying authorities. Hamas transferred another body to Red Cross, and then the coffin is now in Israeli custody. It will undergo DNA testing to see if it's a deceased hostage. President Trump today warning Hamas to end the violence against Gaza and Israeli forces, or he will make sure they are eradicated. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. Democrats and Republicans deadlocked on restoring health care benefits. The Senate will take up another vote later today on a measure aimed at ending the shutdown. It is not likely to pass. This is ABC News. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics presents fresh evidence that feeding your kids peanuts early on may help reduce their food allergies by nearly 50%. ABC's Maggie Rooley has more on the findings.
Researchers in Philadelphia found peanut allergies in young children fell by 43% and overall food allergies dropped by about one-third. This after the American Academy of Pediatrics released new infant feeding guidelines in 2015 and again in 2017, encouraging parents to introduce peanuts and other allergenic foods at around 4 to 6 months of age.
Researchers found that in recent years, egg allergies have now become the most common food-related allergy. A lithium-ion battery fire broke out during an Air China flight bound for South Korea. That plane forced to make an emergency landing in Shanghai over the weekend. Crew members put out smoke and flames pouring out of luggage in the overhead bin. Authorities say no one was injured. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And for this evening, look for breezy conditions with showers ending around midnight, low 41, winds west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Breezy and brisk tomorrow, or mostly cloudy, blustery, and colder tomorrow, I should say. Scattered light rain is likely, especially in the afternoon, high 49. Winds will be west 20 to 30. And breezy and brisk tomorrow night with scattered light rain and drizzle, low 39. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy, and the winds are out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 63 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Monday, October 20th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Members of the Joint Ambulance Committee held a discussion meeting this morning at the Boas Community Building in regards to the possible discontinuation of the Richland County Ambulance Service. Members of the committee discussed their concerns and hoped to find a way to continue the service. Gene Nix, Boas Village President and member of the Joint Ambulance Committee, discussed the funding for JAC.
We started this JAC, Joint Ambulance Committee, back in 2014. We started with a line item 51, where all money going into that line item was going to go into. That means the money that the municipalities and townships put in, plus calls go into this one fund. The only reason we stayed with the county all this time was insurance for the people that are working, their retirement and stuff like that. We still paid that amount. It didn't cost the county anything. Well, that being said, And going forward from there, where the ambulances were stored was horrible. So we actually, the group got along, a lot of our subcommittee, we got a great donation of $200,000 to try to find a building. We wanted to build one, but you know the virus hit. So REC building is what we took over and modified the garages net. Now our ambulances are stored there. We were trying to grow better and bigger. And I don't know what happened the last 2 years that kind of all went to the wayside. And that's where we're at today. We still wanted it to grow. Yes, we were still underneath the county. We kept signing a 3-year contract with the county that those certain things would be paid. But the funds came out of Fund 51, our revenue. The county did not take any of their money to pay for anything. Right now they're trying to say, yes, we are, but they didn't. We don't know what happened to Fund 51.
Funding is a common issue in many communities. Brian McGraw is a chair for the town of Eagle and also a member of the JAC.
The voluntary model for providing ambulance service, especially in rural areas, is no longer viable. And so we're running into a staffing issue where finding volunteers that provide part-time service to their communities, they simply aren't there like they used to be. And that's a scenario that's being faced throughout the state. The second challenge that we have is a lack of funding, because we have been volunteer service for so long, the actual cost to staff a full-time 24/7 ambulance service is not factored into what the amount of money that you can generate either by operations or in the case of the JAC, we financed it both from operations and from contributions from the participating municipalities. As we tried to make that transition from a primarily volunteer on-call staff to a fully full-time staff, the labor costs went up dramatically.
A 3-month extension has been given to the ambulance service to find a way to fund service in the county. Gene Nix says the service is important to Boaz and other communities throughout Richland County.
In Boaz, I mean, we're 128 people. I said, the service is very crucial here. We're an elderly village here. Most of us, I would say 95% of us are retired here. So this service to us is very important. Like I told the people here, I would never let them go without a service signed with. It's very crucial that our ambulance service stays in business. I guess what I'm looking for, the JAC worked very hard with the county to keep it operating. And I think the JAC would like to do that still. Let's see our budget, let's see our revenue, let's generate something fair to everybody, even if it's a tax levy or whatever, to put in to support our ambulance service.
The Richland County ambulance serving funding issue will be discussed at tonight's Richland County Board meeting at 7 and at tomorrow night's Joint Ambulance Committee meeting starting at 5. Both meetings will be held at the County Boardroom in the Richland County Courthouse. A bridge built in the 1930s to get across the Mississippi River is now closed for demolition. Jimmy Koska reports.
The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse is now closed. The Black Hawk Bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is in the process of being replaced. The bridge was built 94 years ago and has been closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago and is scheduled to open in 2027. In the meantime, the DOT will be providing free car ferries to cross the Mississippi River, while heavier truck traffic will need to use the posted detour through Prairie du Chien a half hour to the south.
You can find more details about the project on both the Wisconsin and Iowa DOT websites. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from multiple law enforcement and emergency response agencies, successfully brought an incident in the village of Cobb to a peaceful resolution Saturday evening. At approximately 6:25, deputies were dispatched to Division Street in Cobb for a report of a disturbance involving an individual barricaded inside a vehicle. The situation was determined to involve a firearm, and out of an abundance of caution, additional law enforcement resources were requested. After several hours of communication and negotiation, the subject exited the vehicle and was safely taken into custody without injury. The suspect was identified as Tina Rochelle Scales Toborg, 61, of DeForest. Scales Toborg was taken into custody and transported to the Iowa County Jail on 5 misdemeanor charges of go armed with a firearm while intoxicated, operating while under the influence, third offense, resisting or obstructing an officer, possession of THC, and disorderly conduct. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Department, this peaceful outcome was made possible through the exceptional collaboration of multiple responding agencies, including the Fenimore Police Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, Avoca Police Department, Mineral Point Police Department, Dodgeville Police Department, Cobb Fire and First Response, and Highland EMS. A two-vehicle crash Sunday morning resulted in injury. At approximately 8:25, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of Highway 18 and County Highway F in Fenimore Township. Grant County deputies, along with emergency crews from Fenimore Fire and EMS and the Fenimore Police Department, responded to the scene. During the investigation, it was determined that John Haas, 41 of Potosi, was traveling north on County F. As he approached the intersection with Highway 18, he failed to stop at the stop sign on F at Highway 18 and continued into the intersection. At the same time, Kevin Megan, 28 of Poplar Grove, Illinois, was traveling west on Highway 18. Megan's vehicle struck the passenger side of Haas's vehicle while causing heavy damage to both vehicles as they came to rest in the north ditch. Fenimore EMS treated both parties at the scene, and Kevin Megan was transported to the Grant Regional Health Center in Lancaster for treatment of his injuries. John Haas was taken by private vehicle to a care provider. Heavy fog is believed to be a contributing factor in the crash. Richland County grant funding is available to support prevention, treatment, and recovery related to the opioid epidemic. Nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools, and local government agencies located in and serving Richland County and its residents are welcome to apply. Funding can be requested by completing an application and submitting it to the attention of the Director of Richland County Health and Human Services by 4:30 Thursday. Applications will be reviewed at the Health and Community Services Committee meeting on November 6th at 9:30. Please note, all applicants are required to be present. Final review and approval by the Richland County Board of Supervisors will occur in December of 2025. For full details, go to co.richland.wi.us. The American Red Cross is asking you to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets to support patients counting on consistent blood supply to survive and heal. Donation appointments can often drop quickly when people settle into busy fall routines and make plans around upcoming school breaks. Because blood has a short shelf life and can only come from volunteer blood donors, any disruptions in the ability to collect life-saving blood can have serious consequences for those seeking medical care. You can help by donating at an area blood drive. 5 blood drives will be held this week. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion in Waniwok. A blood drive will be held Thursday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the First Baptist Church in New Lisbon. 3 blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be held from 10 to 3 at Grace Lutheran Church in Dodgeville. A second will be held from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. And the third will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS station. Make an appointment to give by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland McIntosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 10 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow the funeral. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 9 until the time of the service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85, died October 9th at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 1 until the time of the service at 2. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Friday, October 31st, from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family with their arrangements. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died Thursday at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon, Saturday, November 1st, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home, Saturday, November 1st, from 9 to noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given in Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, temperatures were a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal today with that gusty south wind. But tomorrow it's going to be a different story. Cold air pouring in from the west and northwest behind a low pressure system, which will sweep across Wisconsin tonight. The system will likely bring us a couple of rain showers this evening up through just past midnight. Nothing too heavy, maybe a tenth or two tenths of an inch. And then some spotty light rain and sprinkles tomorrow afternoon into Wednesday as a cold, moist air wraps in from the north and northwest. It will definitely feel more like November as we get through tomorrow and Wednesday. Once this system pulls out, things will be a little nicer for getting back outdoors Thursday and Friday with more sunshine and less wind. A slow warming trend as well going into the weekend. Pretty nice weekend for outdoor activities. There will be a storm system brewing south of Wisconsin. Still unclear whether some of that rain might make it up here by late Sunday or Monday. The forecast for tonight, breezy with some showers likely ending around midnight or so. Low temperature 43, southwest wind turning westerly 10 to 18. Mostly cloudy, blustery, and cooler tomorrow. Scattered light rain is likely, especially from midday on. High temperature near 50, west wind 15 to 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, breezy and brisk with some patchy light rain or drizzle. Low temperature down to 39 degrees. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chilly, and breezy. A few sprinkles are possible. High temperature near 50, and Thursday a chance of frost early, otherwise partly sunny with calmer winds. Low 30, high 55. Friday frosty again early, otherwise mostly sunny and milder. Low 28 with a high of 59. Saturday partly cloudy and pleasant. Low 36 with a high of 60. Sunday mostly cloudy, 40% chance of light rain. Low 40 with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 63 degrees after a high today of 68 and a morning low of 29. Yesterday's high was 58 and we received 3/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1953 is 86 degrees and a record low of 16 was set back in 1952. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 43. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:11. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:22. Winds are out of the north at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.63 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 63 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Micah Parsons had a career-high 3 sacks to go with 4 tackles for loss and 5 quarterback hurries in the Packers' 27-23 win at Arizona yesterday. Josh Jacobs scored the game-winning touchdown with 1:50 to go. Jacobs was sick but played anyways, scoring 2 touchdowns for the 3rd game in a row. The Packers struggled on offense and trailed 13-6 at halftime. The team's flight to Phoenix was delayed 5 hours on Saturday. Kicker Lucas Haversick was good on a franchise record 61-yard field goal. Green Bay is back in action this Sunday evening at Pittsburgh. The Badgers were shut out for the 2nd straight game on Saturday by a score of 34-0. The one-sided loss was the first time Wisconsin went scoreless in 2 straight games since 1977. The losing streak has reached 5 in a row, and the margins haven't been close. The Badgers' leading tackler, linebacker Christian Alighiero, broke his arm in the first half, but stayed on the field. Wisconsin plays at Oregon this coming Saturday. Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell says he hasn't been told whether he'll be back next season. Fickell addressed that hours after athletic director Chris McIntosh sent a letter to season ticket holders saying the school's plans to increase its investment in its football program to provide our coaches the tools necessary to succeed. Wisconsin, who has a 2-5 record overall and an 0-4 Big Ten record, has lost the last 5 games by an average margin of 25.2 points and is coming off back-to-back home shutout losses.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Giannis Antetokounmpo admits the Bucks aren't the betting favorites, but he says they're going to be a problem for other NBA teams. Antetokounmpo tells Eurohoops.net he and his teammates are going to be dangerous this season. He's starting his 13th season in Milwaukee Wednesday night, at home against the Washington Wizards. The two-time MVP is anticipating the warmest welcome ever for his longtime friend and former teammate, Chris Middleton. He calls Middleton a friend for life. Despite setting a franchise record for wins, some roster changes are on the way for the Brewers. Multiple reports yesterday indicate Milwaukee's front office is willing to trade pitching staff ace Freddy Peralta. He won 17 games and put up a 2.70 earned run average. Sports Illustrated is reporting that also likely on the way out is veteran starter Brandon Woodruff. He's expected to opt out of his contract, and despite dozens of missed starts due to injury, Woodruff should receive some high-dollar offers. The Brewers are not expected to match them. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable,
with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Richland Cattle Center, where every Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. the action starts. They kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows and then on to springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll find fresh cows, bred back cows, milking cows, bred and springing heifers, and even a breeding age bull. And yes, baby heifer and bull calves are always ready to go. Before the auction, you can view every animal individually, and after the sale, all lactating cows are milked to ensure utter health. Need transportation? They've got you covered too. They receive care for and milk cattle 7 days a week, making every Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center your best day for a smooth, easy cattle buying experience. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted destination for quality cattle every Wednesday at 11:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans and corn are higher Monday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on commercial and technical buying, seeing another round of spillover from bean meal on domestic demand as they continue to wait for the end-of-the-month tariff meeting with China and remain cautiously optimistic, at least at this point. The trade's also watching the U.S. harvest and South American planting. November beans are up 12 and a quarter at 10.31 and three quarters. January was 13 and a quarter higher at 10.50. December meal was up $4 at 2.85, and December bean oil was 18 points higher at 51.31. Corn was up modestly on short covering. Parts of the Corn Belt did see weekend harvest delays, and planting conditions in South America are mostly favorable. Ethanol and export demand continue to be solid. December corn was up three quarters at 4.23 and a quarter. March was a half higher at 4.37. And wheat was mixed. Wheat remains very oversold, especially Minneapolis, but rising global supplies and scarce news have kept the cap on prices. U.S. winter wheat development weather mostly looks favorable. December Chicago was up one at 5.04 and three quarters. December Kansas City was down one and a half at 4.90. December Minneapolis held at 5.48 and a half. Live cattle were up on an oversold bounce after Friday's drop. Feeders, though, mostly lower, waiting for details on government intervention in beef prices. December live was up $1.82 at $2.43.65, and February was $1.70 higher at $2.44.52. November feeders, the exception, were up 97 at $3.72.67. January was down 12 at $3.69.17. And nearby hogs were down. Deferred months were up, adjusting spreads. December was 30 lower at 82.07. The February contract was down 5 at 84.72. Megan Grebner has cash livestock after this.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Many Americans have missed regular dental care in the past few years. It's important to see a dentist twice a year to identify any problems early. Taking care of your oral health helps overall health. Brushing at least twice a day with fluoride toothpaste and flossing daily can help prevent oral health problems. For more information, visit hrsa.gov/oral-health.
Quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists are lower across all major feeding areas again this week. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed sharply higher with strong demand for light offerings. Choice up 241 at 369.18. Select was 319 higher at 353.46. Estimated cattle slaughter was 95,000 head. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 40 cents with a weighted average of 84.97. The Iowa Minnesota closed 44 cents higher with a weighted average of 98.50, and the Western Corn Belt up 23 cents with a weighted average of 90.41. Pork values ended the day lower, down 62 cents at 102.08, and estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. An economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says financial conditions in the ag sector are holding steady. Nathan Kaufman tells Brownfield,
most producers are still able to service the debt that they would have on their loans. The fact that you have land values still holding up pretty well and other sources of revenue potentially offsetting some of the weakness, those have all helped.
More news is next.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffle's Hybrids.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
A ranking member of the U.S. House Ag Committee is concerned that layoffs at USDA make the U.S. more susceptible to foreign animal disease outbreaks. Angie Craig tells Brownfield, New World screwworm continues to move closer to the Texas border.
I'm concerned that with the buyouts and the retirements, sort of the threats now in a shutdown of mass layoffs, that they may have lost some critical staff that are working on some of this pest prevention.
An economist at Ohio State University says, a new study shows year-end farmer assistance could misrepresent overall crop losses. Professor Emeritus Carl Zuloff says policies need to change.
One of the solutions is to move commodity payments from the end of the year to the beginning of the year by using harvest cash prices as opposed to market year prices.
And avian influenza has been detected at a commercial egg layer facility in LaGrange County, Indiana. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137. Or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day, and the trees on your property are one you shouldn't take for granted. Since 1936, Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help you make the best decisions for you and your trees. Call the professionals at Meister Log and Lumber today, 608-524-4412. That's Meister Log and Lumber, serving Wisconsin's forests since 1936.
harvest, a weed management opportunity. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Harvest is in full swing, and Corteva market development specialist Jason Gibson says the combine cab gives farmers one last chance to evaluate the success of their herbicide program and check fields for weeds that may need early control next season. He tells Brownfield there are several steps growers can take if they discover late season weeds. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like popcorn at the movies. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
Science market development specialist Jason Gibson says the best spot to evaluate weed control is from the combine seat.
You got a nice bird's eye view of the field, helps you understand a little bit more the perspective of your weed control problems. Are they scattered? That might be an indicator that you need a stronger residual herbicide program in your post-application, like an Enversa herbicide. Or maybe your weed issues are more driven towards the field borders. What that might suggest to you is maybe beefing up that pre-herbicide program with multiple effective modes of action, something like a Resicor Rev for corn or a Kyber Pro for soybeans, just strengthening the weed control program out on that perimeter, and even maybe thinking about planning for a two-pass post-application in-crop may help you get on top of those weeds out on the perimeter. If you happen to spot something that looks pretty new, pretty fresh in a clump, that might be some of our perennial weeds like Canada thistle. Now is a great time to spray perennial weeds like Canada thistle or biennial weeds like dandelion. And a really good effective tool for that this fall would be Stinger HL.
He tells Brownfield starting clean in the spring is critical for season-long weed control.
One of the things you don't want to do is you don't want to take the seed you currently have in the field and distribute it across the field or move it from one field to another. So anytime you can kind of isolate those areas that are a little bit weedier, save those areas for last to harvest, and make sure you're cleaning as you're moving from one field to the next, really can help you mitigate some of those longer-term problems. Also thinking about how do I start clean beyond that, using some type of strong burn down plus residual program in the fall will help you start clean at planting time. Products like Basis Blend paired with Elevore is an excellent tank mix partner to control difficult to control weeds like dandelion, mare's tail, and henbit.
And Gibson says the Enlist weed control system gives farmers a lot of flexibility.
We have over 1,700 labeled tank mix partners to enhance the burn down control as well as the residual control behind it.
Learn more at Enlist.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your spot for great music and even better vibes.
I sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good. I bet it was great. Said, please, Lord, if I could only have an
So man made a ball. For some guys it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world, said it's short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, a man got alone. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art.
I don't Carrie G. Rice returns home for a concert on October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Through the years, 30 Billboard charted country hits and a one-time CMA nominated Male Vocalist of the Year.
You lay so easy on my mind.
Bobby G. Rice live at the Richland Center City Auditorium, Saturday, October 25th at 2 p.m. Tickets available at eventbrite.com or at the door. Bobby G. Rice in Richland Center, Saturday, October 25th. Join us as we welcome Bobby G. Rice back home.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way I feel is a doggone pity.
Legendary country artist Bobby G. Rice, Saturday, October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Enjoy the show while sitting in the all-new comfortable seats in the refurbished auditorium.
I wanna go back.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today. At Benson Insurance Agency, they are dedicated to keeping you protected when life takes an unexpected turn. From life, auto, and home insurance to coverage for UTVs, ATVs, farms, commercial vehicles, and properties, they've got it all under one roof. With competitive rates and personalized service, they will bring you peace of mind. Your protection is always top priority. Contact them today at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in protecting what matters most, because they are not just here to sell insurance. They are here to advocate for you. From breakfast through dinner, Muscatine Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza offer something for every meal. Customers can start their day with a hot, cheesy breakfast pizza, enjoy a hearty hunk of pizza at lunchtime, and bring home a delicious 12-inch pizza with wings for dinner. Known for friendly hometown service, this local favorite treats every guest like family. While there, visitors can also fill up with top-quality fuel. Orders can be called in ahead at 739-3733 for quick pickup. Muscatine Mini Mart remains the community's trusted stop for great food, welcoming faces, and more.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscatine are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
WRCO 100.9.
Dancing till the music ends, downtown with her friends all night. Red wine takes away all the troubles with a tub full of bubbles and candlelight. But I know what she's drinking tonight, 'cause the whiskey makes her miss me. I can't help but let her in, let her break my heart again. In the makes her miss me.
can't help but let her in. Let her break my heart again. In the morning, she'll be gone and I'll be lying there, lying to myself.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.